1. So, another thing can feel strange to review or read reviews of: churches. One of our contributors, B.A. Parker, learned this recently.
I hadn't been to church, any church, in over a year, and I'd lost myself. I was miserable. My career was struggling. Relationships were strained. Little by little, I could see myself fading, and going to a new church felt like a last resort.
2.
One of my roommates suggested a church that she'd been casually attending down the street, First Corinthian Baptist Church. The first Sunday I went, I noticed a line half a block long, mostly of white people in cargo shorts, waiting patiently behind a rope. An older black man with church flyers in his hand could see I was confused. He waved me toward the front door and greeted me as if he were God's bouncer.
3.
It's a big place, an old movie theater, about 2,000 seats, marble floors, ushers, chandeliers. I walked down the crowded aisles and ended up sitting next to an elderly woman dressed in her Sunday best with this broad-brimmed regal hat. She reminded me of my great-aunt Louise. When I slid into the pew, she hugged me. I didn't realize how much I needed that hug until my eyes started to tear up.
4.
So just try to find this opportunity to just release and to relax the different parts in your body.
The service began with guided meditation and ended with communion and the choir singing Frankie Beverly and Maze's Happy Feelings. '70s R&B with the blood of Christ. I thought, secular music? Lots of young black people? A pastor in jeans? I'd found my home.
5.
There was only one problem. Above me, in the far back of the balcony, were tourists. The white people in line from outside. Hundreds of them, snapping selfies and gawking, hovering like a gaggle of anthropologists, studying black Baptists in their natural habitat.
6.
Every expression of worship, every tear I shed, every hug I gave, every arm I outstretched to God, I felt like I was on display for them. I felt exposed. There were baptisms. Some of the devout being baptized had overcome great odds. One in particular got the Holy Spirit and sobbed in the pool.
7.
Something unnamed and sacred had led them to that moment, and all I could think about were the white people upstairs taking pictures of someone's life-altering spiritual journey so they could share them over brunch. It was really messing with my worship. 8. White tourists visiting black churches is a thing, especially in Harlem, showing up for free music. It was my first time hearing about it, but I'd never experienced it before.
8.
Sure, there were some white congregants sprinkled throughout downstairs, but they're members. For lack of a better phrase, they're invited to the cookout. The tourists in the balcony, they just want a song. I kept going to this church every Sunday, but I felt like I was unwillingly participating in their gospel concert. I struggled to focus on what mattered to me most, my own relationship with the big guy upstairs.
9.
I was navigating all that when I learned about the reviews. Tourists critique the church online, writing reviews on websites like Yelp and TripAdvisor. Some were fine, saying they loved the experience and thanked the church for welcoming outsiders. Others were not so nice.
10.
Quote, the music was loud, repetitive, and vacuous. Church is to elevate us to God, not bring him to human level. 2 stars. From France, this is a scam. The children singing are circus animals. 1 star.
11.
From Italy, don't choose this place if you are expecting the gospel style of Sister Act. one star. And this one is meant to be a compliment, but I bristled. From Spain. I will definitely repeat this experience if I go back to New York. Do not be afraid to go to Harlem on your own. A lot of white people live there. 4 stars.
12.
Our worship was being graded on a gentrified curve. I got angry. I don't like the tourists, but I do love the church. It has the familiarity and the warmth that I grew up with, but none of the conservative, intolerant baggage. The kind that's hesitant to let women on deacon boards and has strict dress codes.
13.
My old church was more insular, more of an old school Black Baptist space. Like if you saw a white person during service, it required a whole quizzical discussion in the car ride home. Were they lost? Were they someone's special friend? FCBC had none of that, and I found it liberating. So I kept going to the church. I was going to make the best of it, but it wasn't easy.
14.
One recent Sunday at church, engrossed in a 15-minute rendition of The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power, I swayed to the song and meditatively mouthed the words with the choir over and over again. I was losing myself and feeling God's presence, when out of the corner of my eye, I noticed it. The glowing of phones in the dark. The older European man with the selfie stick. The backpack-laden tourists stepping out before the sermon, 3 or 4 at a time.
15.
Well, we want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome. We hope that you feel the power of God. We hope that you feel that there's a shift happening in your life as well, and that you can begin to take that shift all back to the, you know, all across the globe to your own homes. And so FCBC, at this time, let us give our guests a warm welcome. Let's give them a hug and show them some love. Amen.
We hug the visitors, as the church instructs us to do during the welcome. And immediately afterwards, over 45 tourists upped and walked out before the sermon had even begun. And all I could think was, the audacity, so rude.
16.
If you're a tourist reading this and wonder what the Black congregants think of you taking photos during baptisms and baby christenings, I for one don't love it. Please stop. Help make a great church better. 5 stars.
B.A. Parker in New York.